Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Robert Cohan. I'm a service coordinator with UPMC.
Hey, Mr. Robert, I just got off the phone with Ms. Nicole. Are you calling in reference to her aunt?
Yes, Erin.
That was quick, Mr. Robert.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, what is your name?
Jasmine. I'm with Family First Care. Is it Robert or Rob?
Well, my name is Robert, but you can call me Rob.
Okay, Mr. Rob.
Yeah, it's a difficult situation, to be honest with you. I don't know how much Nicole told you about her aunt, but you know, I'll be honest with you. It's she doesn't have a phone right now.
So how do we communicate with the patient?
No, exactly. Right. I mean, that's a very good question.
Miss Nicole said that we would have to call her, but is she close to her aunt? Does she live, you know, in close proximity when we send an aide? Like, how soon can she get a message out to her aunt? I'm curious as to how that's going to play out.
Yeah, you know something? I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that information.
Okay. Well, then we're going to have to figure that out for her.
Thank you. I mean,
absolutely.
It's a difficult case. I mean, she shares a phone with somebody who usually lives with her.
Mm-hmm.
However, that person is in the hospital.
She did say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I hope when that person comes out of the hospital, you know, I'm looking.
Nicole
a
said that
far
that
ahead.
Person wasn't coming out at all.
Oh,
I wonder what
really?
She meant by that. Yeah. Has the situation gotten worse or her the health?
Right. Yeah, it's, well, on top of the fact that, did she tell you that Erin is definitely at risk for being evicted?
No, she didn't say that.
Yeah. She's definitely at risk for being being evicted from her apartment because, I believe, well, two things. One, because I believe that Anna, the person she was living with, didn't give her share of the rent for last month.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Yes. And number two, the conditions of the apartment are not good at all. It's odorous from either urinary incontinence or the
cat.
She cats.
Said that they had two cats that constantly urine and no one picks up after them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, whoever you send over there should not have allergies.
Right.
And also, yeah, and it's dirty in there. I mean, it's by no means clean. I don't think there are any infestations. I think I would have noticed that.
Right.
I was in the apartment late last week. So, yeah. And Erin is not well. Erin has muscular dystrophy. And she needs help.
Right.
Hope she accepts the help.
Is she willing to have an aide, though? Because I don't want just to send somebody and she denies them.
She said last week she is willing to accept an aide. Whether she sticks to that, I can't promise you that she will. But she did say when I saw her, she knows she needs an aide.
Okay. Well, let's get her the help that she needs. I mean, we could only do but so much, you know?
Thank you. Sounds good.
All right. What do you need from me? The NPI number?
I'll take the NPI number.
Okay.
I mean, I've sent authorization to Family First before, I think.
This is Family First Care.
First
Care.
I can give you the NPI number. One second. Our NPI is having issues right now. Can you use my tax ID?
Yes.
It's 822.
822.
84.
84.
3555.
Okay. I'm actually on my way out. Jasmine, is it Jasmine or Yasmine?
It's Jasmine, sir.
Jasmine. I'm actually on my way out. Is it okay if I generate the authorization first thing tomorrow morning?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great. And when do you think
I'm submitting the referral right now. We're going to be identifying an aide. And as soon as we have one identified, we're going to start right away. So let me get, hold on 1 second. You want to do the auth effect? Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I could do the 31st.
The 31st would be the start date?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, I will send authorization or generate it tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Yeah, if you ever have any issues or if you have patients that need services, please feel free to call me directly. We work very diligently to get our cases started very quickly.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.